Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Turkey's military backing Syrian rebels in a four-month-old operation against Islamic State militants in northern Syria said Tuesday that 18 of the jihadists had been killed and 37 wounded in clashes and artillery fire Monday. In a roundup of its operations over the past 24 hours, the army said its warplanes destroyed four Islamic State targets and Russian aircraft hit jihadists 8 kilometers southeast of the Islamic State-controlled town of Al-Bab. Meanwhile, at a press briefing in Geneva, the UN OCHA spokesman Yin Larkey says there needs to be unimpeded aid access to the region.
It is continues to be imperative that the government of Syria and the non-state armed groups end all sieges, remove all bureaucratic obstacles, and provide the necessary security assurances and guarantees to enable the safe and unhindered access that we as humanitarian need to deliver the aid.
Turkish police detained two foreign nationals at Istanbul's main Atatürk airport in connection with the gun attack that killed 39 people at an Istanbul nightclub on New Year's Day. That's according to the Turkish broadcaster NTV's reports Tuesday. No further details were immediately available. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack, and the assailant remains at large. Officials say the gunman had fought in Syria for the Islamic State jihadist. And that came in a report on Tuesday. South Korean authorities Tuesday said they will proceed with steps to extradite Chung Yung-ra. She's the daughter of a central figure in a South Korean political scandal that has led to a parliamentary vote to impeach President Park Geun-hye. This is VOA News.